It's time for the Super Polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
So we know Eno's done some traveling, just went to Germany earlier this summer. And Eno, I just found out for the first time that my co-host went to Australia and New Zealand earlier in his life. Have you ever been down under, Eno?
No, it's on the bucket list.
It's one of the bucket lists. Where would you say is your most exotic locale ever visited?
Well, I was born in Jamaica.
Did not know that's pretty exotic,
yeah. Furthest from where we are, used to visit Tokyo a lot for work, and we always snuck in a visit afterwards, but I really like Tokyo.
That's on my list.
Me too.
It really is. It didn't used to be when I was younger, and now it's absolutely on my list, Eno. Some pretty good ball players out of Japan, as we used to see up the freeway in L.A. Shohei got his first win as a Dodger starter last night. Do you get the sense for him, like what they're going to do? You know, I want to talk Padres, obviously, but since we started talking about Japan, you get the sense that he'll just be like a regular starter when they make the playoffs, or do you think that they will try to do something weird with him and employ him out of the bullpen?
I think he'll be a starter, but I don't think he'll be a deep starter. I think that they'll keep him around the sort of 4 to 5 inning situation he's been in, just to get the most out of him. You know, he probably doesn't have the most innings, you know, in terms of they've got, as much as we've tried to get past innings as a metric, like, yeah. People still, like, in front offices. Like, I remember talking to people in the Pirates front office in Skeens' rookie year, and they had a number. You know, I think he went a little bit past it, but they had a number that they were comfortable with. So there's some number that they have for Shohei this year. And, he, you know, his previous high is 166. Last year's 132. He's only at 33 right now. But, you know, the number isn't, you know, 166. So I think they'll let him go 4 or 5.
And which is probably, I would imagine, and that kind of transitions into what the San Diego Padres are going to probably have to do with their starting rotation, which, you know, last week it was the topic of Luis Arraez. Not that that's died down much. This week is more of the topic of the starting pitching, you know, being kind of a concern going into the postseason. You know, when you look at what we have right now, how do you assess what the Padres have and what their strategy should be going into October? Should the postseason start today?
Yeah, you know, when I was looking at how good bullpens were, you know, I think I stopped at 6, and that left, you know, a couple of really good relievers off of the Padres' bullpen. So not only do they have the best bullpen in baseball, but they have the deepest bullpen. And when I'm like, you know, comparing them to other teams and leaving Wandy Peralta and David Morgan off of the list, that suggests that you're not going to let these guys go very long. You know, Nick Pivetta can sometimes, you know, run into a home run late. Dylan Cease, like in the playoffs, I think he goes 4.
Yeah. At home and at most, because he has not won on the road. He's 0-9 on the road. Petco
but
Park,
he just always runs into something late because he's so – I mean, I like the recently that he's been pitching, he's throwing all 4 pitches.
Yeah.
But, like, he's so fastball slider dominant that, you know, I think people just pick fastball or slider. They've seen the shapes. And by the 5th inning, he can be cruising, you know, through 4, and the 5th inning just is like this, what happened, you know? You know, Yu Darvish was good for the first couple, and then he looked kind of tired. And then, you know, sort of fell apart later on in the start yesterday. So, you know, I think, you know, Michael King will be coming back from injury, you know? And you've got Sears. So, like, I think you've got 6 starting pitchers, and I think in a short series, what you've got is, you know, each of them goes 3 or 4 innings at most. You piggyback some, right? You kind of have some. Nestor Cortez comes in for Nick Pivetta. Like, that's a different look, you know. JP Sears comes in after Dylan Cease. That's a different look. And, you know, Cortez and Sears are kind of like 2-inning guys if they need to be, or maybe just 1. And so it's chaos. You know, it's a little bit of like the Tigers did this.
Yeah, he did. Really
and,
well.
And the Padres, like, people that they're going to use are better than all the people the Tigers use. So they need to study what the Tigers did in the playoffs last year and be like, hey, listen, all of our players are better than those Tigers players, except, you know, I mean, Skubal. And, like, let's just do the same sort of chaos where everybody, every pitcher pitches, you know, 1 to 4 innings.
It's so true.
Well, yeah. And we saw the Padres use Wandy Peralta as an opener against the Dodgers, you know, to attack Otani and Freeman, and then brought in Randy Vasquez. I could see them doing that with Dylan Cease. You use an opener lefty, then have Cease go through the bottom of the lineup, the top of the lineup once, the bottom of the lineup again, and that's it. You know, have him get the second through the fifth maybe, and then go to your bullpen. But I want to go back to the Dodgers because I find this very interesting. If they have to play a short series, because they could be in the wild card, certainly could going to be in a division series probably, who do they leave? Who do they move into the bullpen out of their rotation? I mean, Glasnow, Snell, Yamamoto, Otani,
Kershaw.
And Kershaw. I mean, which one doesn't get a start in the postseason? That's a very different problem for Dave to manage in this playoffs. Like, who comes in as a bullpen guy? Because you don't leave him off the roster, right?
Right.
You don't leave Clayton Kershaw off your postseason roster, but do you necessarily give him a start? You bring him in out of the pen?
Yeah, I mean, I think with somebody other than Kershaw, it'd be a bigger deal. We've dealt with this before where, you know, it's not like you just make Kershaw one of your best three starters when he's not. And I think, you know, he knows that, you know, his strikeout rates the rest of his career, his velocity is the worst of his career. So Kershaw doesn't get a start, you know, and I think he makes the roster and he's almost a situational lefty. They don't have that many lefties in their pen. I mean, Scott is a lefty, right? Scott a lefty?
Yeah, Tanner Scott, he's a lefty. Vesia just got hurt.
Kershaw becomes a loogie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, look, as Padres fans, we're
the pitcher of the month for August.
No question.
But by the way,
as Padres fans, you know, we're hoping for some of that Kershaw October magic that we've seen. And Dave Roberts has never been shy about chasing a big moment with Clayton Kershaw. They won the World Series last year without Clayton Kershaw because there wasn't that moment to chase. It's crazy, but Ben makes a good point of that's an embarrassment of riches right there, like to have five
really good
starters.
Because I didn't answer your question, there's still four left. You know, I think, you know, there are all these personalities, right? Like I think I would talk to Blake Snell and say, you know, an amazing pairing would be like Otani for 4 and you for 3. Like, can you do it?
You can't really bring Otani out of the pen, though, because you can't warm him up because he's DHing during the game. So, yeah.
So you're like, Snell, I can't bring him out of the pen, but like, we are going to dominate, you know, if we go Otani Snell. Like, can you sell Snell on that? Because, you know, Snell is, he's a guy, you know, like he might not like the idea.
Covering him. That guy is one of the most creatures of habit guys that there is,
that
you know,
too,
and I would imagine Tyler Glasnow is the same. Yamamoto is probably my game one starter.
So you can't really, you're not going to pull anything with him. But you can't take Otani out of the pen. So I think that you kind of go. Maybe you have a meeting with Snell and Glasnow, and you say, "Hey, listen, like one of you guys, like we can't." Yamamoto's game one. Otani has to start. So, like, how are we going to split up 3 and 4? And can you help us?
Interesting.
With it?
Give us one. We'll take one of those.
We'll use one of them.
It's like soccer. We just get them on loan.
So, a 2-game deficit with 28 to play, but you don't have the tiebreaker. How serious is this now? Can the Padres, you know, with the easiest schedule remaining, but the Dodgers don't have that tough of a schedule either, is it still, in your mind, feasible here for the Padres to win the division?
Yeah, I mean, chalk is not. Chalk is that the Padres win around 91 and the Padres get the Dodgers get 94 and the Padres get 91. So they come up short in the division. But like you mentioned, the Padres have the easiest schedule in baseball, by Fangraphs the rest of the way, a .465 win percentage. The Dodgers, you know, it's not super hard themselves, but a .493, you know, I think what you're doing is you're rooting for the Giants a little bit. The Giants last night had one of those crazy wins that, you know, around here they're like, uh-oh, is this like, you know, the even year devil magic? Like, because, you know, Matt Chapman's standing on first base and a throw from the outfield comes in and donks him on the back of the helmet.
Yep.
and like another run scores, you know, and he, the way that he even got on first base was like this total duck snort, you know, should have been an out, wasn't an out, just found that one piece of grass that's not covered, you know? And so, you know, they're kind of feeling good. Like, you know, maybe the Giants are getting something going, and the Dodgers have six against them and six against Arizona. Those are two teams that sold and are worse, but you know, when you sell, there are opportunities for young players who are hungry, you know? And so the Giants brought up this guy, Peguero, who has been in the minor leagues for 10 years, and he throws 100. That dude is hungry, you know, as a reliever. You know, maybe he becomes a shutdown reliever. They're all auditioning guys. Blaze Alexander at third in Arizona. Like, there's all these young guys that are trying to make it, so they're not going to just lie down. And then in between those, they have Seattle and Philadelphia. So, you know, Baltimore's trying to like turn things around. So, you know, the Dodgers don't have an easy schedule, and there's reasons to believe that like they could play 500 down the stretch. And what did you do the math?
It was,
if they play 500,
then the Padres would need to win 18. So 18 and 10 against that schedule is very doable, but I just don't know if the Dodgers are going to go 500. Really good points though, Eno. We're out of time. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks.